capital of Ukraine getting pummeled. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The attacks on Kyiv getting more intense as the invasion of Ukraine is in its third week.
Russians stepped up their indiscriminate bombardment by artillery of much of that city. Dozens of civilians were killed. The main force is still outside the center. The shelling of the capital has become more systematic. The buildings left for burning wrecks. Meanwhile, there's a little bit of relief for the people of the besieged port city of Mariupol. 20,000 people fled via cars along a humanitarian route, but some 400,000 remain there with barely any vital services. 2,300 are feared dead. Talks today between Ukraine and Russia described as difficult.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Lviv. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said to virtually address Congress tomorrow.
He already knows that the U.S. is not going to engage directly in Ukraine. We are not going to enforce a no-fly zone in Ukraine.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, the White House has said a no-fly zone could be seen as an escalation by the Russians. Pfizer has asked the FDA for authorization for a fourth COVID shot.
This would be specific to the over 65 age group. Pfizer's CEO was on a weekend political talk show arguing that a fourth dose is needed to maintain levels of immunity.
Fox's Evan Brown. Pfizer is basing its new application on data from Israel, which is already offering a second booster to people 60 and over and healthcare workers. President Biden at the White House this afternoon marking Equal Pay Day.
Gender equality is not a woman's issue alone. It benefits everybody. That's a fact. It benefits everyone. Our society, our economy, and our country.
Earlier today, the president signed an executive order encouraging federal agencies to consider banning contractors from seeking information about job applicants' prior salary history. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A judge has ordered the retesting of evidence from a murder case that gained national attention when it was featured in a podcast.
Adnan Syed is serving a life sentence for a murder conviction in 2000 for strangling a 17-year-old girl and burying her in a Baltimore, Maryland park. The case gained national attention when it was the subject of the podcast Serial. On Tuesday, a Baltimore judge ordered that evidence used in the trial undergo new testing. Defense attorneys and prosecutors requested the evidence be analyzed using DNA technology not available at the time of his trial. 4 years ago, samples from the crime scene were tested with none of Syed's DNA found. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Mexico says it's deported back to the U.S. A man it says is the leader of a gang of border hitmen. Juan Gerardo Trevino had been arrested in Mexico yesterday, which caused retaliatory shooting and burning that closed U.S. border crossings. Mexican authorities say Trevino is a U.S. citizen. If he was Mexican, they say he would have been subjected to a lengthy extradition process. One city's COVID rules could impact baseball's opening day.
New York City's COVID vaccine mandate for the workplace has already kept Kyrie Irving from taking the court for the Brooklyn Nets, but that mandate will also impact outdoor workplaces. That means come opening day for the MLB season, April 7th, unvaccinated New York Mets and Yankees players won't be able to take the field for their club. Yankee slugger Aaron Judge weighed in on the news Tuesday.
I think we'll cross that bridge whenever, the time comes, but right now, so many things could change.
Major League Baseball has already warned those who have yet to get the jab that they will not be able to travel across the border to Canada to take on the Toronto Blue Jays because of restrictions that are still in place. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The American Kennel Club is out with its list of top five dog breeds, and there's been some changes, though Labrador Retrievers are still the top dog. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.